Welcome to English with Fraser, the weekly podcast for intermediate English learners who are serious about improving. Whether you're brushing up or building your confidence, join me each week for real conversations, smart tips, and the touch of that British charm. Let's level up your English one episode at a time. Hello, and welcome back to English with Fraser, the podcast that makes English effortless, one episode at a time. Today we're talking about something delicious, surprising, and very British, the humble curry. I know what you're thinking. Curry? That's Indian, South Asian food. Well, you would be right. But in Britain, curry has become so popular, so loved, and so embedded deep into British culture that it's often called the national dish. In today's episode, we're going to explore why curry is so popular in the UK. A little bit of history, the most popular types of British curries, and what a night at the curry house looks like. And of course, like always, Winston and I will be sprinkling in some useful English expressions and vocabulary along the way. Winston, what do you have to say, old boy?
Well, you know me, old chap. I am as British as they come, so naturally I do indeed love a curry. Just make sure you save me some naan bread.
I thought we agreed not to talk about that. Anyhow, let's get started. Part 1. A brief history. So why curry? Where did this all begin? Of course, everybody knows and likes to joke and remind us English food is fairly terrible. And unsurprisingly, the story goes back to the days of the British Empire, when Britain travelled and colonised parts of South Asia, including India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka. Shout out to all brothers and sisters listening from these countries I just named, and thank you for your delicious food and saving our culinary scene. So, when Brits returned home from these places in the 18th and 19th centuries, they brought back a love of the spices and flavours they'd discovered. The real turning point came after World War II, especially in the 1950s and 60s, when many South Asians migrated to the UK. These communities, particularly Bangladeshi and Indian, began opening restaurants, often referred to as curry houses. And guess what? The British public absolutely loved it. The food was tasty, filling, warm, and affordable. And let's be honest, British weather pairs perfectly with hot, spicy food. And of course, the Brits were completely shocked, as they were used to just using humble salt and pepper. Now all these new spices must have been a shock to the system. Part 2. Britain's national dish. In fact, curry has become so popular in the UK that one of the most famous British curries, the chicken tikka masala, is often jokingly, or proudly, called Britain's national dish. Why is that? This is because it represents the perfect blend of British tastes and Indian influence. It's said that the dish was in fact invented in the UK and not in India, when a British customer complained his curry was too dry. So, the chef added a creamy tomato sauce. Boom. There you have it. The chicken tikka masala was born. And then it just stuck. The Brits loved it and everyone ran with it. If you've never tried a chicken tikka masala, the best way I can describe it would be creamy, mild, and full of flavour. It's perfect for a beginner to the curry scene. someone who wants those spicy tastes, but without too much heat. Now, if you're a bit more experienced, if you're a real proper Brit like myself, then ordering a chicken tikka masala is kind of the wimp option, in the sense that it's not hot. You need to order a hotter curry, because that's part of the fun. But as a first curry, a bit like when you're riding a bike and have your stabilizers on, the chicken tikka masala is the stabilizers of the curry. It's the entry point. But once you get into the real deal, and once you start playing with the big boys, you shouldn't be ordering a chicken tikka masala. Other popular British curry dishes include the korma, which is even less hot than the tikka masala. But this is mild, sweet, and it has a lovely coconutty flavour to it. Jalfrezi, spicy-ish, full of peppers, a bit more vibrant, not bad. The madras, now we're starting to get hotter. This is a hot and tangy curry, quite like it. My personal favourite has to be the dansak, chicken dansak, maybe a lamb dansak. It's hot and sweet. You've got the chilies, you've got the sweet from the pineapple. That gets the Fraser recommendation. Chicken dansak. Try it now. Or if you really want to play with fire, you can go for the vindaloo. Now this really is hot. Order this with caution. Curry and identity. Before we go on to the cultural phenomenon that is the British curry night, let's go back to curry and its identity. It's not just about food. It's about community, culture, and how people from different backgrounds shape the great country that is Britain together. Curry became popular not just because of the flavours, but because of the great people behind it. The immigrants who opened the restaurants, brought their recipes, brought the culture, and adapted them to the slightly weaker British palates. Many of the most famous curry houses in the UK are in cities like Birmingham, Manchester, Bradford, London. Now, many of these were founded by Bangladeshi families. And while the food became British in its own way, it never lost its roots. In fact, many second and third generation British Asians proudly carry on the tradition. Walking down most high streets in a British town, you will find a lovely little curry house that is adored by all the locals and has a great reputation. I would say this now, in my 26 years living on these shores, I've yet to go to a curry house and had a bad curry. Every single curry I've ever had, which was from a restaurant or a takeaway, has been good. Genuinely. That's consistency there. So when Brits say, fancy a curry, they're not just talking about food. They're talking about a shared cultural experience. Something familiar, friendly, and full of flavour. It's just the modern day symbol of Britain. A little spicy, a little cheeky, and totally iconic. Usually washed down with a pint of beer as well, old boy. Part 3. The British curry night tradition. Now let's talk about a true British tradition. The curry night. Even, for example, when I go over to my dad's house and see him after not seeing him for a month or two, we go for a couple of beers at the local pub and then down the curry house for a delicious slap-up curry. You can't beat it. You truly cannot. So how does the curry night look? So it usually happens at the end of the week. You've had a long few days at work. It's Friday night. You meet your mates down the pub. Have a couple of swift pints, a couple of 1-2 pints, and then you all head down to the curry house. Good vibes, walking down the street, jacket on, chatting, having a good time. You get there, the atmosphere, loud, friendly, chaotic. You order the poppadoms with the chutney selection. Maybe a side of onion bhajis to kick it off. Then you argue which curry's the best. Someone orders too much naan. Someone orders a vindaloo to prove they can handle it, to prove that they are the big man, which means they think they're masculine. They think they're alpha. And then they usually order the vindaloo and regret it. I can tell you a quick story of we went to a curry house not far from where my secondary school was. We all ordered a curry and we were sort of egging one of my friends on to get a vindaloo. We were like, he's not going to do it. So in the end, he did do it. He ordered it and he ate it all. But the funny thing was, throughout the entire meal, he just didn't talk because it was obviously too hot that his mouth was on fire and he just didn't want to talk the whole time. And I think he even ordered some milk to wash it down. Although I can't laugh at him. You can't hate on a man for attempting greatness. And I know myself, I have had a vindaloo, but it's certainly too hot for my liking. But this is just all part of the food, part of the fun, part of the ritual. It's comfort food. It's what we know. It's having a good time, making memories with friends, dewinding, relaxing after a long week at work, and eating that well-deserved, delicious curry. Part 4, some useful vocabulary and expressions. So let's go into a few useful phrases that one may say in the curry house. So you could say to your friend, "Fancy a curry." Now we covered fancy in my previous Top 10 Confusing British Words episode. If you haven't listened to that, I recommend you go and listen to that now, and you will know exactly what I mean when I just said fancy. So, fancy a curry? It just means, let's get a curry. Curry House, this is a restaurant that sells curry, so we don't really call it a restaurant, it will just be colloquially referred to as the Curry House. Spice levels, we've got mild, medium, and hot. So they're your sort of three spice levels. If you want something mild, you don't like heat. Medium, you don't mind heat. Hot, you're ready to go. Pop down the curry house. Pop down is just a casual British way of saying go somewhere. Let's pop down the curry house when you're free after work. Let's go to the curry house. And of course, you could say cheeky curry, because we love to call everything cheeky, don't we? Now, lastly, let's just talk about why Brits love curry. Simply put, it's a combination of comfort, the social side, enjoying a beer with friends, the variety you can get. Any type of curry you want, made with any ingredients. The good thing about curries is they've got loads of delicious vegetarian curries as well. So you don't have to have meat. But if you want meat, guess what? There's loads of variety. Chicken, lamb, prawns, chicken tikka. Whatever you want, you can have it. And finally, it's the history. Curry reflects on UK and the UK's multicultural society and shared history with South Asia. And it's been a habit of ours for years. Years on years. Not just me, but my dad's generation. They were going to curry houses. And then it's been passed down generation to generation. And one final fact that you may not know about the UK. Obviously, everyone says fish and chips. We love fish and chips. But did you know there are more curry houses in the UK than fish and chip shops? There's estimated 10,000 curry houses in the UK. So there you have it. That's why curry is such a big deal in the UK. From colonial history to Friday night takeaways, it's one of those things that unites Brits from all backgrounds. If you ever visit the UK, make sure to experience a proper British curry night. And don't forget to try the mango chutney when you order the poppadoms. You've got to order the poppadoms at the beginning, maybe one each. And then you can break them up or smash them karate chop down the middle, break all the poppadoms in half and dip them in the chutney. Or mint sauce, whichever you fancy. That's a wrap on today's episode of English with Fraser. I hope you enjoyed and learned something new. Remember, mastering English is all about immersing yourself in natural content. After all, we're making English effortless, one episode at a time. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Keep going. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and most importantly, share with a friend, family member, or colleague who also may be learning English. I'll be back soon with more natural English content. Until then, keep practicing, listening, and enjoy the journey. Bye for now.